Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is the Pageant Cast. I'm so lucky. I have Rebecca Negrete. She was Mrs. International. What year was it?
2007.
It was 2007?
2007.
Wow, and you're back here in Chicago, and you're not competing this time.
Praise the Lord. Takes the pressure off.
I bet it does.
It does.
So out here just to have fun and watch the pageant?
Or? Yeah, a little bit of business involved too.
Okay, and we'll let it be that. Okay, thank you so much. Well, what have you been doing since 2008 you had to give up the crown?
Right. Well,
I remember security being involved.
During my reign at that time, mm-hmm. we were placed with our foster daughters.
Okay.
And it was now evolved where we were able to adopt our girls. And so in September, we finalized the adoption of our two daughters.
Okay.
And so I have to say that full-time mom has pretty much been, you know, the latest gig and will probably continue on for, what, the rest of your life? Are you
right.
ever not a full-time mom? And then aside from that, I also am still directing with the Martine Cotillions doing that. And then I also do some freelance work with doing etiquette instruction at some local schools in our area. So it's fun. And then getting to dabble in pageantry still with, you know, with all
dabble.
All
my, yeah. Yeah, okay, whatever. Dabble.
You know, as most girls, or women, I should say, in mm-hmm. pageants go, it becomes a family. And so it's fun to be able to go back to pageants and just see people and be involved, you know, either on the volunteering side or working, hosting, or whatever it is. So I enjoy that aspect of it.
Well, there's certainly going to be people that watch this video and are going to wonder, why should I pick international pageants? There's a ton of pageant systems out there.
Right.
Why should I compete at Mrs. International?
Well, I would say the reason that, you know, I would recommend competing at Mrs. International is just the values that they uphold.
Mm-hmm.
They really align with what, you know, what I feel is worthwhile of spending my time toward.
Okay.
You know, as far as for the married women, which is what I'm going to speak on behalf of,
right,
because that's
right.
what I was involved with.
Yeah, we remember. I'm old. I'm not that
qualified. I didn't qualify for Miss at the time. But just the fact that you know, the married woman's values and being able to promote a married woman's passions, mm-hmm. family involvement, all those things, I really felt was quality. And the pageant itself is quality. You know, my national experience was amazing to be able to have all the different things that Mary and Mel provide for the ladies to be able to do throughout the week. And then, of course, just the show is top-notch, you know, on the stage. And being able to watch the DVD and look back, it's like, wow, that was an amazing, you know, pageant to be a part of. So I would definitely recommend international pageant systems. And I had the opportunity to watch the Miss and the Teen. And it's just, it's wonderful, you know. I feel like they really do promote all around woman, not just one aspect of, you know, not just beauty or not just brains or not just a passion for platform. It really encompasses everything.
Okay.
And so that's good.
That's
well-rounded
fantastic.
Woman, you know? That's what it's about.
That is great. Well, thanks so much
You're
for coming
Tim.
By and we look forward to seeing you throughout the week here and have a lot of fun at prelims and at the finals.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.